Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and concepts of sustainability. I'm Chris Cherniak. And joining me in the studio is Lindsay Gammon, Executive Director with Summit Community Gardens, and also Janae Ridge, Executive Director with EATS Park City. And so you'll ask, why is Summit Community Gardens and EATS here together? What's going on? What are you two up to?
All sorts of fun stuff, actually.
Right.
Well, we have a summer camp coming up on Monday the 9th called Chopped.
It's now.
It starts
Monday
the 9th.
Right. Okay, so it starts Monday together. What's it involve?
So it's a it's kind of a full day experience for kids. So we will harvest from the garden. Our teams are collaborating, so we will be getting all the good veggies that are showing up in the demonstration garden at Summit Community Gardens. And then the EATS team kind of takes the lead and starts doing some cooking competitions with those vegetables.
Really? So your competition that the kids are involved in?
Oh, yeah.
So the kids are doing the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of vegetables might they be working with?
So what's showing up right now, we've got lots of leafy greens and some root vegetables. So we've got kale, chard, we've got some lettuces, we've got beets, turnips. There might be some snap peas coming in during that week. And that's kind of it. We've harvested most of our spicy radishes and arugula this point. But
right.
We've got lots happening.
Lots happening. Okay, so we'll get back to that because I'm always curious about what's growing and what's not growing and what are challenges you might be having environmentally, let's say.
Yes.
But Janae, so you're going to take these vegetables. Well, let's first, for our listeners who say are visitors are not familiar with EATS, what does EATS stand for?
So EATS stands for Eat Awesome Things at School. And we advocate for healthy school food as well as teach alternative nutrition education through things like cooking classes. In the camps, the summer camps are new this year, so it's really exciting.
Right. Okay. And so these summer camps, you're taking kids and explaining to them the benefits of healthy food, healthy eating?
Not only the benefits of it, but, you know, how to cook it. Because a lot of times, I mean, even so for me, you know, my background, I didn't cook till I was 21, probably anything.
Right.
So if you would have come to me with some arugula or some radishes, I'd have no clue.
You would
what
just
to
eat
do.
It.
I would probably just give it back to you. I wouldn't know what to
right.
do.
Okay.
So we, you know, we teach them how to use it. And
well, you've come a long way. Then,
oh yeah.
Today, for that, not knowing what to do with a turnip, to executive director of EATS. So, but getting back to that, so these kids are learning about. Well, I want to talk to you about how you're bringing healthy food or so awesome food into schools. What are they typically seeing on their lunch plate?
Well, it's improved a lot in the last few years. But
there's a ways to go?
Yeah, there's always room for improvement, right?
And how are you doing that?
So we are working in partnership with the school district and this year, actually, this coming school year, we're going to provide a staff person to help in the kitchen. So they'll be to help ease the transition because before they've mostly done heat and serve and we're helping to switch over to scratch cooked. So, you know, they'll be chopping things.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that can be a big change.
Mm-hmm.
Heat and serve means that the meals are prepared. They arrive prepared. Paired in a sense.
Yes.
And so they're just putting them in the oven or something, heat them up and then get it out.
Yep.
And it could be anything from what? I mean, is it a lot of the typical things that I had, macaroni and cheese, slice of bread and butter and that type and a giant apple that looked like it rolled here from the state of Washington? That's the kind of lunch
It varies from elementary school to high school, but they have all sorts of things, chicken, pizza, different things.
But you're trying to change that by introducing other items that would be prepared from scratch.
Yes, but not necessarily saying, you know, take the pizza away. It's just let's make the pizza.
Okay. Okay, and so now you're going to have individuals at each cafeteria?
We'll have one individual who rotates through.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the way it'll work, they'll help. So not taking – it's kind of like a hybrid model. So they'll prepare, let's say, pasta sauce for a week – or for all seven schools.
Okay.
At one school.
This is Park City School District we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
So they'll prepare it so that it is scratch cooked, but then they'll freeze it so that they can still heat and serve. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, that makes – okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's a change.
Oh, it's huge.
That's a change in behavior. We talk about behavior change all the time on this show as far as helping the environment. Is it possible that some of this might be locally sourced? Is that an option too that you're looking into?
Yeah. So we're kind of – you know, it's one thing at a time, right? The the school district right now is over 5,000 students.
Right.
So that's a lot to source.
Right.
But it is something that I know the Child Nutrition Services Department is open to.
Okay. And so getting back to locally sourced, Lindsay and Summit Community Gardens, in addition to working with, say, EATS, do you work with some other organizations in with providing vegetables or so?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So we have a harvest space and a demonstration garden within the community garden. So not only do we supply community plots to renters, we have a demonstration garden where we grow vegetables that are appropriate for this climate. And we demonstrate, you know, the appropriate ways to grow them, how to harvest them, etc. So with that produce, we do a small little farm stand that kind of goes back to our program, the proceeds from that. But we donate a majority of our produce to the Christian Center Food Bank.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
So we've actually already donated several hundred pounds of produce this season.
Wow.
Yeah.
And these are, let's be clear, these are donated by the grow. This is a community garden made up of how many different growers?
We have about 90 community gardeners. Mostly the donated produce comes from our center demonstration garden, which is about 4,000 square feet of growing space. So we, as the staff at the community garden, grow the donated food. If somebody else would like to donate to our, you know, actual donation, they're welcome to do so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's primarily what you
are
growing in the center for. Okay. And for for those people who are visiting here on the holiday, where are you located?
We are located right off of Highway 224 and Old Ranch Road. So if you're in the basin, you can go over to Old Ranch Road, and we're on Shadow Mountain Drive, which is right next to Matt Knoop Park. It's confusing.
And okay, how about this? Website, so they can go to your website.
The website is summitcommunitygardens.org.
Okay, summitcommunitygardens.org. So you're having this program. By the way, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Lindsay Gammon, Executive Director of Summit Community Gardens, and Janae Ridge, Executive Director of EATS Park City. Janae, how long have you been with EATS?
A year.
A year, okay.
Yeah.
And what are some of your additional goals that you see coming in this year? You're saying that you're going to have staff, EATS-based staff, visiting school cafeterias to help things be cooked, prepared from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have additional goals in mind from there? Adding staff or so?
Yeah, so we've adjusted our staff a little bit, but I would say some of our goals are kind of expanding outside of the schools. So we are also partnering with the Christian Center to provide family-based cooking classes, so where you could come with your kids and we'll teach a range of skills. So teaching people how to cook together as a family. So, you know, maybe the kids peel the potatoes and the mom chops them or whatever, depending on the age range.
Collaborative effort.
Exactly.
Okay. And some of these things, some of these vegetables, do they surprise you sometimes of what kids will take to and not take to?
Yes.
Do you have some examples? Good examples of vegetables that you thought, well, I'm not sure where this is going to go over, but they say, these are good.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Are usually the thing where kids are like, oh, I hate mushrooms. And then we're like, okay, that's fine. Chop it up. We'll cook it. And you just have to take one bite. And then they'll take a bite and they just look at you with that face of like, well, this is good.
This isn't a mushroom.
Can I have another one?
Right. Okay.
So it's fun.
Okay. Yeah. So that's experiential.
Exactly.
You're trying to introduce them to. Okay. And be fair, we're talking about vegetables, but this also includes meat that you're trying. I mean, you're not turning them into vegetarians per se,
no.
Although that's not a bad thing. But you work with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, cafeterias serve different types of meat too, or fish, right?
Yeah.
But you're not going to be preparing pork roasts from scratch or something like that.
No, we did a camp where we did with Park City Mountain.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you do?
They made a pork roast.
I actually literally guessed that. That was.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, so in the schools, we don't usually do stuff like that,
right?
Just because of, I mean,
time,
you know, time
effort,
and resources,
right,
and all the things. But when one of our partners is interested in doing,
right,
something,
do
like
that.
It's,
again,
you know, it's occasional, right? It's not something we're doing every day and eating every day, but
okay,
you all know, right, everything in moderation,
right? Okay. so going back to you, Lindsay, with respect to the garden, I'm always curious about the growing season. The growing season here obviously short.
It is short.
May.
It's rough. Well, it's.
I mean, you're out there in May.
We are out there in late April even. But and we can plant greens and radishes and kale and things that are appropriate for cooler weather. But we don't put things like tomatoes or zucchini or beans into the ground until Father's Day. That's my rule. Father's Day. And then sometimes we have a frost September 1st. So we have a really short growing season. So we try to be appropriate with our crop selection and then use measures to keep things from freezing, keep water, conservation, you know, in mind,
right,
stuff like,
mm-hmm,
that.
Right. So, and that's a big deal, water conservation here, of course. So,
yes,
so a lot of these vegetables have to be a drip irrigation or some types of.
Yeah, we use drip irrigation mostly. Sometimes when we start seeds, we'll use an overhead sprinkler to get things, you know, evenly moist. But drip irrigation is what we use. And then we use row cover on most of our demonstration crops. So things that keep the soil from wind exposure and sun exposure to keep the soil moist.
It's moist from drying out. And does that also provide protection from any insects?
Indeed.
The most common ones are?
The flea beetle.
The flea beetle.
That one, once it gets under the row cover, you're kind of shot. But if you can prevent it from getting there in the first place, which is putting the row cover on immediately, then you're good to go. Aphids are a problem, but they kind of just sneak in wherever they can. But,
right,
you know, we'll take any measure we can to heed them off for as long as we can.
And you have a kids' garden too, don't
Indeed,
you, per se?
Indeed, we have a kids'
Talk
garden.
Talk about that.
So the kids' garden is it's a space where kids can come play, they can come explore, they can have a sensory experience within the garden. We do have some things growing in there. We have mint and some beans that are going to grow up over our willow structure that we have in there to create some shade. It's where our camps are held. So we had a camp last week for kids within the camp, within the garden, and then they explored that kids' garden. They harvested some vegetables, which is exactly what they're going to do for this upcoming camp with Chopped. So they'll harvest, and then they'll go explore the kids' garden and then go for a little cook experience.
Great. And also, this is kind of a pesticide-free zone.
Oh, indeed.
No herbicides, no insecticides, no fungicides, no.
Nothing. It's all organic. We're not certified organic, but we practice organic.
So every one of those gardeners has to be mindful of that. They can't spray Roundup or anything like that.
Exactly. So, and we have a weed problem. So if anybody wants to come volunteer and pull some weeds, we can use it.
You have a few?
We have a few.
Okay. I might do that.
Yeah.
I could help do that.
Oh, yeah.
And how do they get in touch with you again?
So they go to the website? They can go to our website, summitcommunitygardens.org. Usually we have a staff member in the garden every day, so you can just head down there. The garden is always open to the public.
Yeah.
You just close the gate behind you.
I find really interesting is that it's open all the time.
It is. We want the community to be involved as much as possible.
I've driven by to see if you were there. You weren't. But I walked around just to get an idea because you have native plants too and flowers, a little demonstration garden.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get some ideas about what grows
Exactly.
Native here.
Exactly. Pollinators, Firewise Garden, a sensory space with herbs, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Again, what is the event coming up?
So Dig In, Dinner in the Garden.
Oh, Dig In, Dinner in the Garden. When is that? Mm-hmm.
That is August 26th. It's a Sunday from 3 to 6.
Okay.
So it's our further collaboration. We're doing another event together besides the camps, a dinner in the garden that celebrates the community meal, the family meal. So we'll source all of our material from local producers and have 400 people in the garden to enjoy a family meal together with Eats and Summit Community Gardens.
And you're also hosting, Summit Community Gardens is also hosting a Green Drinks.
We are with Mary, yes. Oh, so we'll have that on the 10th.
On July 10th.
Yep.
Out there.
Lots of things happening.
Go to the website, Recycle Utah's website, Summit Community Gardens website to learn the details about that. And finally, Chopped.
Chopped starts Monday, July 9th through the 13th.
And how do parents sign up their kids?
So they can come to the Eats website, eatsparkcity.org, and there's a link on there under programs and camps.
Okay. And do you have other camps scheduled with other
Yeah, so we actually have one going on right now.
Okay.
It's in partnership with Swanner, and they're at Summit Community Gardens today.
Today?
Yeah, exploring some of the plants and bugs there.
And maybe pulling some weeds?
Hopefully.
and then we're doing two camps with Summit Community Gardens.
So yeah, we have
Chopped, and then there's one closer to the start of school. It's the week before school starts.
Perfect. Janae Ridge, Executive Director with Eats Park City. Lindsay Gammon, Executive Director with Summit Community Gardens. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Sharing this information.
It's exciting.
We'll stay in touch.